This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M-D, dictating independent medical examination from a date of service of December 2, 2024, on a man named Martin, last name Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, last name, I'll spell it, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O-S. This will be addressed to whom it may concern. Martin Ramirez is a 55-year-old Spanish-speaking man from Peru who is seen for independent medical examination in the specialty of orthopedic surgery period. He is seen via Zoom, Z-O-O-M, Zoom, as he lives in Peru, period. He's seen with an interpreter, period. This gentleman comes with extensive outside medical records, which have been reviewed, period. This includes extensive psychological records records related to a cholecystectomy that he has had, period. He has had a documented work injury that he sustained in Iraq, where he was working, period. He states that he was working in Baghdad and Iraq from 2007 until December of 2020, period. The medical records from his injury that he sustained in Iraq on or about December 9, 2020 have been reviewed, period. Extensive diagnostic testing has been reviewed, period. Diagnostic testing has included x-rays of the cervical spine, which showed minor age-related degenerative changes only, period. There were no acute changes, period. A CT scan of the abdomen was performed because of calcific density noted on chest x-ray that has shown evidence of a long-standing calcific gallbladder, period. This gallbladder was later removed for unrelated reasons from this fall, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine were considered a normal, period. X-rays of the left knee were normal, period. These X-rays were all done on December 9, period. X-rays of the left shoulder showed no acute changes. There were minor degenerative changes of the acromioclavicular joint only, period. X-rays of his left knee were also normal, period. Laboratory testing has been reviewed, period. His mental health records have been reviewed, period. His medical care performed in Peru since his return and has also been reviewed, dating from January 2021 to this year in September, period. New paragraph. This gentleman describes an injury at work where he was working in security, period. This injury occurred when he fell off his bicycle as he was going to work in the early morning hours of December 8 or 9, period. He states that he had an abrasion of his left knee, period. There were no complaints of right knee pain at that time period. He complained of some minor neck pain period. He initially states that he had no complaints of back pain at that time and no complaints of back pain until January, but the records do indicate there were some minor complaints of low back pain the period. He now has some additional complaints of right knee pain, but there were no complaints of that at that time involving his injury period. With respect to the abrasion of the left knee, no stitches were applied, and the abrasion was over the anterior aspect of his left knee only, period. New paragraph. This gentleman returned to Peru following this injury and ultimately underwent cholecystectomy, which is removal of the gallbladder, period. It is specifically noted, however, that there were no complaints of abdominal pain related to the fall, and no contusion of the flank area or abdomen related to this fall, the period. New paragraph. This gentleman has not undergone any orthopedic surgical procedure, period. A later ultrasound study of the shoulder showed a minor age-related tendinosis of the rotator cuff only, period. this would be an age-related condition, period. You pair up the medical records from this treating providers show no objective evidence on the physical examination of his knees, back, shoulder, or neck of any objective physical findings, period. New paragraph. This gentleman states that he did return to work in Peru as a security guard at a farm where field workers were picking grapes. Period. He states that he's not working now and has not for the last 3 to 4 months. Period. He states that he stopped working because of some complaints of low back pain after heavy lifting in the fields. He has no radicular complaints, period. He has only minimal complaints of back pain that extends into his upper thigh only, period. There's not been any pain radiating below the knee joint, period. He states that he walks casually without difficulty, but does have some subjective complaints of pain when walking beyond 6 to 10 blocks with respect to his left knee. Period. The complaints of back pain are minimal. Period. New paragraph. New paragraph. On inspection today via the Zoom call, this gentleman appears in no acute distress, period. He has 4-inch motion of his left and right shoulder and neck that is easily visible, period. The remainder of the physical examination is not able to be performed and is deferred to the records on the physical examination from his medical records, which show no objective findings which show no objective findings. Period. New paragraph. Questions to be resolved. Number one, this gentleman's current diagnosis is malingerer. Number two, this gentleman's current symptoms have been described above. Period. His current symptoms are minimal complaints of low back pain and minor complaints of left knee pain and right knee pain. Period. He has minor complaints of neck pain extending to the shoulder area. Period. The severity is minimal, subjectively. Period. Paragraph number three. This gentleman does not have an orthopedic condition other than the firm and definite opinion of the examiner that he is malingering. Period. Paragraph number four. It is my firm and definite opinion that this gentleman's has no orthopedic condition that is related to working with his employer. Period. Paragraph number five. Paragraph number five. There does not appear to be any history of a prior orthopedic condition that has been diagnosed or treatment. Period. Paragraph number six. It is my firm and definite opinion that this gentleman is able to return to full duty work in his pre-injury capacity. Period. Paragraph number seven. This question is not applicable as this gentleman is able to return to work full duty. Paragraph number eight. This gentleman has reached maximum medical improvement for his orthopedic alleged complaints. Period. Again, he has no orthopedic condition other than malingerer. New paragraph number nine. This credit is not applicable as he has reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph number ten. This gentleman is capable of working in a full-time capacity in a non-combat environment as well as in a combat environment. New paragraph number 11. This gentleman's prognosis for full recovery is excellent as he has made a full recovery long ago. Period. New paragraph number eight. This gentleman's symptoms are not the result of factors of his employment. Period. Is my firm and definite opinion that his subjective complaints are a result of his malingering status. Period. Paragraph number 13. This gentleman does have symptoms of symptom magnification. Period. The physical examination and the medical record shows no objective findings to support his subjective complaints. Period. The diagnostic findings on radiologic tests are shown no acute injury and minor age-related degenerative changes only. Period. The calcific nature of his gallbladder indicates a long-standing pre-existing condition that is completely unrelated to factors of employment and his fall. Period. There was no abdominal injury at the time of his fall. Period. There is simply no relationship between the fall and any condition related to his gallbladder. Period. Next number. This gentleman does not exhibit a genuine desire to obtain obtain subjective improvement. Period. This conclusion is based on the firm and definite opinion of this examiner that he's malingering for purposes of secondary financial gain. Period. Paragraph number 15, as described above, it is my firm opinion that secondary financial gain is a factor here. Period. This has been reached because of the firm and definite opinion of this examiner that this patient is malingering. Period. New paragraph. Sincerely, me. Before you say sincerely, say new paragraph. New paragraph. I hereby certify as to the completeness and truthfulness of the information contained in this report, and that I have fully and independently prepared this report. Period. Paragraph. Sincerely, me, Alexander Doman, M.D., board certified orthopedic surgeon. End of dictation. Thank you.